And this is the 5th of March, the third hour of processing of the day. We have here the front wall and back wall and the right wall and left wall and the floor and the ceiling. Consecutive one after another, we're going to put certain concepts, which are actually energies, or lack of them, as part of the exercise gradient scale toward the granting of beingness. All right? I want you to put no motion into the front wall, an insistence on the part of the front wall of no motion. Get the back wall insisting there real good on no motion. The right wall. The left wall. The floor. The ceiling. Let's get those real insistent now. Now the front wall again and so on. Round again. No motion. Some more times. No motion. I get a downright frantic insistence on motionlessness. On some more. Front wall, back wall, right wall, left wall, floor and ceiling. Insistence upon no motion. Get the wall insisting, not you insisting. Round again. Utter motionlessness. Okay, now let's take a wider view of it and get the north horizon, the south horizon, west and east. Ground and sky, each one utter motionlessness. Stop. around again. Everything on the northern horizon, everything on the southern horizon, and so forth. Utter motionlessness. Around some more, motionlessness. Okay, now pick six spaces near at hand and put the feeling of motionlessness in each one of these spaces. Freeze them. Space after space. Okay, now let's take the north horizon, the south horizon, the west, east, all the ground and the sky, one after the other now. Utter motionlessness. Complete motionlessness. This time, let's get it to a point where you know that if you threw motionlessness at something, it would stop. Let's get this real good. Okay. Let's do it some more. Okay, now let's find those six spaces which are close to hand and have each one of those insist on motionlessness toward you. Find a couple of objects and hold on and don't think. Okay, let go and find some places where you are not at this moment moving. Okay, now let's take the six walls of the room and have each wall insist, front wall, back wall, right, left, floor, ceiling, insist on there being no distance. them are. Let's insist on their being, their insistence, no distance. Okay, now alter that to got to be close, each one of them, insisting on that they have to be close. Now change that, but they have to have things close. Make sure you can get it in each one. Okay, now let's take the front wall, back wall, right wall, left wall, ceiling and floor, and have each one insist that there's no remedy. Those who've been in Scientology vary it to no processing. No remedy. Now, have each one of these walls insist on, don't treat me. No treatment, no processing, don't treat me. Don't alter me, don't change me, don't treat me. Round again. All right, now let's pick up six paces close to hand and have each one of these spaces insist on no change, alteration, or treatment. That general idea. For six spaces now, no treatment. Now alter that in these spaces to no remedy. Impossibility to treat, no remedy, no change. All right, now on these spaces, let's have you insist that there's no remedy for them. Now I have the walls of the room, one after the other, no possible remedy. No change. Okay, find a couple of objects and hold on now and don't think. Okay, let go and find some places where you are not. Okay, let's take the front wall of the room. Granted beingness. And then granted no beingness. And then beingness, and then no beingness. Alternately, many times. Many more times. Beingness, then no beingness. Then beingness, then no beingness. Okay, now let's take the floor and grant it beingness and then no beingness, and beingness and no beingness. Let's not verbalize that. Now let's get livingness into the floor and then out of it, and then into it and out of it. The feeling of being alive. Now, let's take the back wall. And let's grant it beingness and then no beingness. Not verbally, no, but make it feel alive and then not feel alive. Feel alive, feel dead. Feel alive, feel dead. Okay, now, front wall, back wall, right, left wall, floor, ceiling, sleepiness. Do it till you can make that wall real sleepy. And the next one. Okay, now wall after wall, make each wall feel like it's boiling off, getting very sleepy, drugged out, unaware, unconscious, but get the feeling in there, not the words. Well, let's see if we can't get one whole wall entirely. Pick out one, though. Now get it entirely, from corner to corner, top to bottom, feeling all the way through it, completely sleeping. Whole thing. Now let's take another wall and let's see if we can't get that bright awake from corner to corner and all over it. Very alert, aware feeling. Make it sustain that feeling. All right, now let's make this bright, awake, aware feeling occur in the front wall, the back wall, right, left, floor, ceiling. Okay, now let's pick out six spaces near the hand and make each one of those appear brightly aware. Not do it with words. Let's get the actual beingness of aliveness, alertness. Let's go around with that some more. Okay. Find a couple of objects and hold on and don't think. Okay, let go. Now find something that you could hit with actual energy. And by energy, I mean something electrical that you yourself would create. Find something that you would dare touch with this actual energy. Actual created energy. Something you would dare actually contact and touch. And then some more things. Actually put energy into. In the flesh, real, not into a facsimile of it, but actually into it. Try some more things. Okay, now let's find something you'd be willing to hurt. Something on which you would actually hurt, on which you would inflict pain. All right, now let's see if you could touch a little beam of energy to this thing and inflict that pain. All right, now let's find something that you might bring life to. Actually touch with energy and bring some life to. Some other things you might bring some life to. some more things. Now let's get some things now that you'd like to bring some depth to. Okay, now this is a good long one. Let's find a couple of anchor points, corners, somewhere. Hold on to the two of them and just sit there and not think at all. It's going to be a good long one now, so let's just sit there and not think at all, except get interested in holding on to those things. Okay, let go and find some places where you are not. Okay, now find a nothingness in front of you, a nothingness, and then get the idea of your body intervening. A and then a nothingness that you might have made, and your body intervening. And a nothingness, and a body intervening. And a nothingness, and anybody intervening. Intention to make a nothingness, the nothingness there, and then the body intervening. Time after time after time, let's do that. Do it some more, a nothingness, and then the body intervenes. It puts a somethingness in the road. You're all set. You're making a nothingness, and everything's going along fine. Then the body gets in the road. Somethingness appears. Do that some more. All right, throw all those away, whatever you got there. And now get the idea of having a nice conversation with another Phaeton, a nothingness, and have two bodies get in the road on the communication line. Set that aside. You're having a nice conversation with another Phaeton, nothing to nothing, very nicely, and then two bodies get in the road. Set that aside and do it again and again and again. Throw those all away and do it some more. Nice conversation, but now get the beam both coming to you from the other Phaeton and going to the other Phaeton, both ways. And the two bodies get thrown. All right, throw all that away. Now get the most detested person you have, person you like the least, get you successfully making a nothing out of something. You're successfully creating a nothingness, and they jump in the road. Do that again, over and over and over. okay. Find some places you were not. Put Earth 100,000 miles below you. Be where you please. Find some places where you are not. Find some more places where you are not. Take hold of something you can really feel. Know is there. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.